Kim, the worshiper, wins all of my praises. I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every word of worship
with one accord. don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Continue to receive the things that you have in for us, oh God. For receive in our life, oh God, for us to receive in our mental, oh God, for us to receive in our spirit, oh God, today, oh God, let today be an opening day, today, God, today, yes, Lord. Let today be an opening, God, for you, God, to come in and partake in our life, God, like never before, oh God. We are today, God, being open vessels, oh God, like never before, oh God, ready to receive, God, because we won't change in our life, oh God, like never before, oh God. Today, oh God, be the day, oh God, God, we take hold of you, God, like never before, oh God, and we'll never let go, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing in our life, oh God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for you already going out and setting forth the hands of protection, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing right now, God, that we cannot fathom, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for laying out, God, the plan, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the internal plan, God, for things that's going forth in our life, oh God. Only you know the day, time, and hour, oh God. Let us continue, God, to try. Not try, God, but we're going to get it right, God, every day, oh God. We will continue, God, to stand strong. Fought strong in you, oh God. We thank you, God, like never before, oh God. We can continue, God, to give us grace and mercy, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for loving us, God, when we don't love ourselves, oh God. Loving us, God, when we don't love you like we should, oh God. We thank you, God. Continue, God, to pour in us, oh God. Continue, God, to give the men and women the knowledge and give them the wisdom, God, and give them word, God, to bring forth the edification, God, for your church, oh God. Continue, God, to pour in the men and women, God, that's bringing forth the word today, oh God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God, because it's truly a blessing to have such people in our life, God, to help us get it right, God, to show us to turn around when we're going down the wrong path, oh God. We thank you, God, for these people, oh God, because truly, God, they are a blessing for you. They are a blessing for you and from you, oh God. We thank you, God. Continue to pour into us, oh God. Continue to pour into them, oh God, like never before, oh God. Get good talk, whoop you, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for all you're doing, God, because this is righteous time right now, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. You're merciful, God. Your mercy endures forever and ever, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, God. Hallelujah, Lord. It's you we serve every day, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We serve you today and forevermore with no apologies, no excuses. There's no exceptions. And we learn that on a day-to-day as we continue to go on. The scripture says, pour out your heart before him. That's 62 and 8, and I want to say we have to pray and keep praying. We are in some times right now where prayer is definitely needed, but today I want to talk about two key people, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will step in here and give us some words of wisdom and some knowledge. But more than anything else in life, I'm talking about Hannah. If you all remember the story of Hannah, and that's in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah, in life, wanted a son. And as the years passed, she wrestled with disappointment, despair, resentment, and bitterness. In the bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And like I say, that's in 1 Samuel 1. But in Hannah's time that she was praying to the Lord, one thing she didn't do, even though it took some time, even though she had to get some things out of her way because it was some bitterness there, it was some resentment there, she was in despair, there was a lot of things that she had going on. Instead of turning away from God, as so many of us do so easily. It's so easy for us to say that we are on the right track, but when things are not going our way, when prayers are not coming through, we get into a place where we just turn away. We turn away. We can say that we're so zealous for the Lord. We're on fire. He's our everything, and we can't do anything without him. He's a merciful God. You're my all in all. You're my deliverer. We say it all. We say it all. But as soon as, or not even soon, over a period of time, because before I move on, I want to sit and say this. Our timing is not God's timing. Just remember that. Remember, the word tells you to seek, you cannot cease praying, to continue to pray. You don't have to keep saying, if you truly believe that it's going, you don't have to keep saying the same prayer. But one thing that you do have to do, so you have to be like Hannah. Hannah didn't turn away from God. That's the number one thing that she didn't do. She turned to God. She turned to God. And then turning to God, when she went, she knew that her husband couldn't give her a child, but she knew that God could. Her trust in the Lord was there. Her trust in the Lord, accompanied with her prayer, is what allowed her to be impregnated, allowed her to give birth. See, we sometimes put our trust in ourselves and in man, but if we continuously stay before the Lord and stay in his presence and allow our trust, our faith, our love, our belief, and everything, all of those are coupled together, then God can move mountains. God is the God of the impossible. There is nothing impossible for God. And we see this in the story of Hannah. And I've already said, our timing is not God's timing. Hannah might have gotten to a point, I don't know, that she was just so out of it because she felt like God wasn't answering her. This wasn't, and Hannah's situation wasn't an overnight situation. It wasn't a 6 month. It wasn't a 9 month. It was going into a lifelong situation. See, that's where that long suffering comes in. That's when that suffering comes in where you have to continue to hold on. You have to continue to push on. But you know. That she trusts in the Lord. You know that he can do anything. You know that he is the source that can make anything happen. That's where that long suffering, it comes in, but you continue to push on. But Hannah had to have. Her heart was broken. She had a broken heart when she went before the Lord. Her heart was broken. She was in a low place. She was in a place where she was humbled. She was humbled when she went before the Lord. When she went before the Lord, she wasn't caring. See, she wasn't at a place where she was worried about what was going on around her. She wasn't worrying about the day-to-day situation. She wasn't worrying about what she couldn't do, but she was trying to get, she didn't try. She got to the person that can took care of her situation. And this is where you and I need to constantly stay at. Yes, we're going to go through some situations. It is shown. It is written. We've seen it. That are far beyond our control. The question is, are you willing to continue to carry on? Are you willing to continue to hold on to God's hand? Are you willing to continue to when God or the Holy Spirit show you the things that's not of him, are you really ready to cut them off so you can get to a place of humbleness, a place of brokenness? Even David was a sinner. But when we go into Psalm 51, David in verse 7, he says, purify me from my sins. David went before the Lord. David went before the Lord with a broken heart. He knew what he had done. Nobody needed to remind him. But he wanted to remain. He wanted the presence of the Lord. He asked God to create in him a clean heart and to renew a loyal spirit within me. He said, don't vanish from you. He didn't want to vanish from God's presence. He wanted to remain in God's presence. He was crying out to the Lord, don't listen. This is what I need you to do for me. I take away my sins because it's a mercy cry. I don't want to be without you. I don't want to be without you. I don't want to be without your presence. I want to be in your presence. Regardless of what he did, he took an act of, it was an act of humility, an act of brokenness. And he went before the Lord and he asked him to purify him from his sins. Take me out of this sin. Cleanse me. Do whatever it is. Because I want you more over sin. Okay, who am I talking to? I want you more than over sin. I don't want to continue to do the things that I do. I realize how much you love me. I realize how much you trust me. But most of all, I realize how much I need you. What is it that I have to do? But whatever it is I got to do, Lord, let's do it so I won't be without you. And this is why I sit and say prayer is necessary, because in this day and time, some of us, if not all of us, need to go before the Lord in an act of humbleness, because we are not in a place where we're reverencing the Lord, because when you sit and look around at the things that's going on, how people are just so disrespectful about different things, you get into a place where you sit and say, my God, where is God? Where is God? And because they feel like his presence is not there, then they keep on doing the same thing. Or maybe it's simply because they feel like they're not going to have to go through something. Well, listen, David went through something. David went through something. David paid for his sin. You reap what you sow. He paid for his sin. But listen, it didn't matter at that time. What mattered was him being in the presence of the Lord. Now, switching back over to Hannah, what mattered to Hannah was being in the presence of the Lord. She went into the tabernacle, the temple, and she was praying, and she was to a place where Eli thought that she was in a drunkard state. He reprimanded her, and she was letting him know, oh, no, sir, you got me mistaken. I'm not in that place. I'm just talking to my Father. See, I'm talking to the one that can answer my prayer right now. I'm talking to the one that can come and deliver to move some things out of the way. I'm talking to the one that can penetrate my heart and remove this resentment, this bitterness. See, you don't know my story. I done been through some things. I done been through some things that might take me to a place where I'm a hard neck. And I done been through some things where I may have some cracks build up around my heart. I've been through some things where my soul might have a little damage to it, and I'm sorry that you might be here, but I don't need to talk to you today. I got to talk to my Father. I got to let my Father, let my request be known to my Father. And this is, it's whatever happened then, it can happen today. Whatever happened then can happen today. And in Hannah's request, Jesus, hallelujah. In Hannah's request, Hannah thought about, she didn't think about just what she wanted. Hannah said, and I can relate to this, when Hannah asked for her child, she decided, she made a vow, I'll give him back to you. I'll give them back to you. I've read Hannah's story so many times in my life. But the light bulb came on that God blessed me with four intelligent, beautiful sons. And I realized that they were gifts for me to nurture here on earth. That's what they belonged to God. And it took me some years to understand that. And they're from the sports arena. And each one of them then been into a place where I thought because of sports, they may have been gone. And see, we do that temporary thing because at that point in time, we'll come back and sit and say, okay, God, if you don't allow them to be paralyzed or they don't be this, we'll give them back to you. Well, 2 years ago, Once I realized and once I God placed me in a place where I could be learned the true meaning of his word and to understand his word and not just take it for granted and not just quote it because it was something to be quoted and took the time out to start studying it and picking words and understanding what words and going before him and changing my prayers. I dedicated my sons back to the Lord. And when I say I dedicated them back to the Lord, I cannot be into a place where I be seeing anything that they're not supposed to be doing. Because, see, I realize I need my prayers to go forth. I need my prayers to continue. I need my connection with the Lord to stay pure. So I can't allow them, but what I can do, I can give them the word of God. I can nourish them that whether they take it or not, I've done my job. I've kept my promise with the Lord by giving them back to him. I give them daily, weekly, however. Now times have changed. They're older. They have different things to do. But you better best believe before a week's time is out, we are doing a Bible study together. Because I made it very important, made it clear to them when I went before the Lord that I wasn't just going for a temporary. I was going and telling him, I'm giving you my sons back. And I meant that. I meant that the Lord was going to be into a place where he was going to govern all of us. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But going back to Hannah, Hannah went before the Lord. Hannah was broken. Hannah, I don't know what was in her prayer because it was between her and God. But whatever was in Hannah's prayer, God recognized it. God identified with everything that she said. God looked into her heart, and God granted her a son. God granted her a son. He looked beyond whatever might have taken place. He said and let her know, basically, without even having to say anything, I heard you, Hannah. I heard what you had to say. Not only did I hear you, I see everything. God saw everything what was going on in Hannah's life. But sometimes, saints, you got to get all of the time. You need to go to God with a broken, contrite spirit. You need to go to God in a place of humbleness and humility. Humility brings on humbleness. We can't go to God with the haughtiness and the state like we bigger and better than God and try to make him do anything. God does everything based on his timing and based on your actions, based on how you respond to the things that's going on in your life. If every time you go before the Lord and it doesn't happen for you right away, you turn around and you turn your back on him, how dare you go back to him again a second time asking him the same thing? Instead of you staying in a place, pressing through, pushing through, no matter what your circumstance or your situation is, realizing that God is your deliverer. He is the only one. But there are things in our life that we can control. But the master controller is God. And I have to say that again because I know that because I was that person that would get to a place and sit and ask. Listen, I'm tired of having asked one day. I'm tired of it. But I'm going to tell you what a wise man told me. You may be like that, your asthma may be that thorn in the side like Paul to keep you in a place of humbleness and humility. And when he first said it, I was like, But as I cry out to the Lord, I'm telling you, my cries, I cry out to him. Sometimes, Lord, give me breath. Just yesterday, just to cough. My lungs hurt, my back, my chest, everything about it. But I'm going to tell you this. I didn't have a problem with going to the Lord and crying out to him. This may be my thorn in the side, Lord, but lessen the pain. Let me breathe. Let me be able to keep my standing. this morning, Father God, because the more it comes on, the more excuses I give instead of pushing through, Father. I don't want to be in that place. You chose me for this, Lord Jesus. I accepted it, Father God. So even if that is, Lord, just give me a little bit of breathing room. Give me some fresh breath. Expand my lungs so I can come before you this morning, Father. See, I don't have a problem with going before the Lord in humility. If this is the thorn that he has given me through lame suffering, I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm going to keep on pushing till I get to the place, and that's in his kingdom, fully and wholeheartedly, without any exceptions. As long as he gives me breath, I'm going to keep getting up and moving, even when I don't feel like it. Because, see, I realize when I sit down and I don't move and I get to a place into a pity party. And why should I have a pity party when God woke me up this morning? Why should I have a pity party when I still have a voice? It may not be a voice that you can tolerate. It may not be a voice that I can tolerate, but it's a voice that my Father can tolerate. And as long as he put a sound in my body, I'm going to keep speaking it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to sit and say to you all before I turn it over to Apostle Temple, get into the place where you come before the Lord. Don't come to God any kind of way. Come to a proud place where you pure and you genuine when you stand his prayers. This is one thing that I have learned, not to take God for granted, not to play with him, because he is everything that I have. He is the very breath that I breathe, and that's not me just saying something. That's on the physical, the natural, and the spiritual. He is every breath that I breathe, so I got to take him. I have to handle him with caution. I have to realize that the things that I do have to be glorified through him. I have to realize the things that I say. I got to realize that my mental, my attitude got to be into a place where he realized, yes, daughter, keep on moving. Yes, and if I fail, the Holy Spirit easily quickens me. You know why? Because that's my prayer. Because I want to stay into a place where God hears my prayer. And as long as I have the mindset to pray, I'm going to continue to pray all the days of my life. But see, I'm not just going to give him any type of prayer. My prayer is coming from him because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to pray with me, to pray for me, and to pray, just bring it all to one accord so I can make sure that it's pure, that I can make sure that it's genuine and my request be known. And when the Father who is in heaven sit and say, daughter, you are ready, then he will execute. It will manifest. That manifestation will take place. But you better best believe that you have to be in a place where God is ready to give you what he has to offer, because mere man cannot give you what God has to offer to you. Everything that you receive from God is a gift, and you have to be, deem yourself worthy to get it. Stop not reverencing God. Over to you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. God bless you, and God bless all of you. Amen. It's a little phrase come back to my mind. Amen. Just listen to the topic and evangelist begin to speak on it. It is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? That's a question that many of you, you know, I know you answer many of times, but there's only a certain time in our life when we begin to question it, and that's them impossible times. That's impossible times pertaining to man's intellect and the ability of man and what they could do. And just like the story of evangelist talking about Hannah, amen, my God, she was into an impossible time pertaining to what man could do. in the intellect of their self. Amen. And the question it is now, is anything too hard for God? See, these that type of questioning, it doesn't be looked upon, especially when everything is going good in your life. It doesn't look upon when things is going correctly. It doesn't look, it's not looked upon, amen, when things begin to walk in my life. It begins to be a reflection. Amen. Is anything too hard for God? It begins to be a reflection. Amen. Reflection, because things, my God, that was tough, now is not tough no more. You know, crooked path that was crooked, now they are made straight. But it's the moment when we get caught into some situations of life, now the question, amen, begin to ponder. Now we begin to look at some things. Is there anything too hard for God? Now I want to talk to something to you all, something about this morning, to where I stop receiving something. I stop receiving something, and also I stop saying it to myself. Amen. Let me share something with you all. I stop receiving, or I stop listening to, or I stop deflecting like it ain't nothing, people opinions. Y'all hear me? Opinions. Amen. I stop that. I'm going to tell you why. Even myself, I stop giving myself opinions. Amen. Pertaining to situations. I stop giving myself opinion. I stop looking at folks' opinions, and I stop like, okay, I hear all this. Yeah, that's their opinion. It ain't nothing, and all that kind of stuff. I stop all that, amen? Because, you know, one thing about opinions, amen, and folks' opinion, they don't sprout up until the time you're going through. Can I talk to somebody for just a minute, amen? They don't sprout up to that various time when you are in a impossible, you done did all you could do, and now you're in an impossible situation to where you don't exhaust all your resources and you need God to stand up. But now here comes somebody's opinion that you done messed up, or God's judgment on you, or somebody else's opinion that you need to do things right and you need to do this right. You wasn't doing that right. I don't like the way you do that there. You should do it about it this way. You should have stopped that and went in that way. And now all these opinions, amen, become warfare of a mental battle in the midst of your situation, and now they design for you to not stay focused, amen? Imagine if Hannah had to go through all these opinions, and she had to stay focused, amen, for the impossible. Can I speak to somebody this morning? What are you going to do if God don't show up on time according to your time watch? I'm going to say that again. What you going to do if God don't show up on time according to your time watch, to your agenda? Amen. And it's something about opinion. They begin to resonate back up in your head. Oh, maybe I did something wrong. That's the number one opinion right there. Meaningful. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I ain't do something right. Maybe I'm reaping some things. Maybe I'm doing different things. You know, some opinions is devil influence. It's designed, amen, it's designed, amen, for the enemy to use it, amen, to keep you held down. And sometimes he will use you to bring an affliction upon yourself pertaining to what you speaking out of your mouth for the as a simple opinion. And most of the time we call it venting, amen. I stop allowing folks to vent, and they like, I got to get it out. Yeah, you got to get it out. Some things, amen, it don't need to come out. It need to stay in the garbage can, and it just need to be destroyed. It just need to be disposed of. Amen. My God, it's just like this here. You don't do something wrong. You don't do something in the garbage can. Watch this. You threw it in a garbage can, but it wasn't rotten, my God, right then. But over time, amen, it becomes what? Rotten. It becomes smelly. It's got bacteria all up in the air, amen. But you don't close that area. But you can smell something seeping out, amen. Why in the world you already know that there's some rotten stuff in there? It's starting to smell. Instead of you getting rid of it, you want to reopen it back up and rehash the moment. Y'all about to talk to me this morning. You want to rehash the moment. Now you have a remember. Oh, yeah, this just ain't. My life is just messed up. My life is just down. Things is just ain't going right. You just rehashing a moment till you supposed to be forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. My God Almighty. What if Hannah, what if David, amen, instead of being focused on God, we got our opinions about everything. Amen. My God, I pray that the body of Christ, my God, begin to deal with the facts of their life. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, it doesn't matter if things is not working out right now. I know it's going to work out. How you know? Baby, it's in my walk. It's in my life. It's in the way I live. My God, God is not a man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If I stand this will, if I keep the faith, if I keep believe, this too is going to, y'all better talk to me, talk back to me, my God Almighty. Media land, talk back to me. My God, if I stay in this will, I keep him to say, my God, I'm not going to let anything to get me out of the will, out of the belief. I know he's able, but if he ain't going to do it, I still give him the praise. Many of you need to understand, my God Almighty, instead of you having opinions about the situation, about circumstances, baby, deal with the facts of your life, the facts of my life I've been walking. I don't care about your opinion because your opinion doesn't reflect who I am. Amen. I don't give a care about none of that stuff because the life that I live speaks for itself. See, people begin to interpret it, my God, your behavior and have an opinion about what you do pertaining to their perspective. Can I say that again? Pertaining to their perspective about your situation, about what is done, about what is said, and it's begin to be hallowing from their perspective. But they ain't been through your trials. They ain't been through your weight moments. They ain't been through your nail biting moments. They ain't been through the stress that you wait. You know, God, they ain't been through which path you have to choose. They ain't been through your sleepless night. They ain't been through, but yet they got an opinion to say about you pertaining to your situation. Somebody say that's a diabolical influence of the devil to get you off focus. Amen. For you cannot stay focused for you, my God, because it just only sprouts up on certain seasons. Certain seasons, you just, mind, I ain't worrying about that, but all of a sudden, you're worrying about it now. My God Almighty, you're worrying about, they did told me I was in over my head. I am in. Maybe I am in over my head because nothing ain't working out. It's not working out. Amen. My God, see, this is where we got to get our human perspective, my God, under control. And I just pray that stigma in many of your eyes, amen, to where you cannot see over side of that mountain, amen. Even as God gave Moses a look, even though he didn't go in, but he let him see, amen. My God, you got to get your human perspectives under control and understand, baby, this is what the life, Pastor, why you got so much confidence, the life that I live. I'm not around here playing games, one foot in, the other foot out, around here blasting folks out, cussing people out. My God, doing everything I could do under the sun, thinking that I'm hitting them cover, God working on me. No, baby, when I could go before the Lord, no matter what situation it is, Father, my God, that's all I need to say. Father, you know what time it is. Now I'm going back, my God, to earth and let you do what you need to do. See, when you begin to walk, you walk with a level of confidence, and it doesn't matter if you made a mistake, because your mistake turns into a place of true repentance to mend a relationship. David's mistake turned into a place of true repentance, and he just remended a relationship with God, and God kept him moving on regardless if certain consequences is not there. It's not there to kill you. It's not there to destroy you. But certain consequences is just there for God to let you know I'm going to honor my word. See, many people looking at these consequences, even chastising moments, amen, my God Almighty, as if God is mad at me. No, baby, you got to look at this here. He keeping his word. Then he says, my God Almighty, that is a man that he shall not lie. If we come out with the wheel, if you spoil the rod, my spare the rod, you spoil the child. Then he says that, my God Almighty, I chastise baptize those who I love. That's him keeping his word. My God, it's not all about he throwing a little trickle-down blessing to you. Baby, if God, my God, got to put you back on the right path, that's him keeping his word. If God got to turn you back around with a switch, that's him keeping his word. And if he can keep his word when you out of the will, can I talk to somebody this morning that is in the will of God? Why in the world, you? If God can keep his word to snatch you back when you out of the will, if God can keep his word to get you back focused when you're unfocused, if God can keep his word, my God Almighty, to put you back straight when you don't walk by the path, what do you think what God is going to do if you walk in his will? Come on, church. Is anybody there? My goodness, if it's my God, it's quiet. I think I'm still in church on Sunday morning. My God. See, you got to think about this. And many people begin to bring doubt in their life. They begin to receive opinions of others, receive different things. My God, I want everybody in social media land just take a pause right now. You just take a pause because I want to let someone know how God been with you. I want to let somebody know about a reflection of your life. And I don't even know many of your life. I don't even know none of your life. Amen. I wasn't there, but I want to let you know the reflection, how God has been there and been with you. I want to let you know you ain't been saved all your life. I want to let some of you know you ain't been holy all these years. Amen. Some of you, you got 1 foot in, then you took 1 foot out. You put 2 foot in, then you took 2 foot out. Then you shook it all about. Then you did, my God, the devil hokey pokey, and you turned yourself around. And that what was all about in your life. My God Almighty. But God still put you over. God still brought you over. How you could say that? Baby, you pray more than you used to. You give God the praise more than you used to. You thank him more than you used to. You might not be where you want to be, but you sure doing more than you used to. Can I tell somebody, at the end of the day, he done took you out of a rough place and brought you into a great place. Even though you might not see it with the perspective of your human intellect eyes or your perception, but I want to let you know you doing better than you used to, and he kept you back then. What you think he gonna do with you now? Oh, Jesus, it's quiet. My God, it's quiet. I thought I don't drop the mic and walked off the stage. Amen. My God, if he kept you then, what you think he gonna do with you now? I want to talk to some doubt people this morning. I want to talk to some people got opinions about the impossible in their situation. I want to talk to some people this morning, amen, never seen, my God, the righteous forsaken, but yet they still begging for bread. I want to talk to some people, my God Almighty, don't think that God is going to work it out for them because they got opinions about their life. They still believing, my God, when I was on a pole. They still believing when they was on a corner. They still believing when they were still in these fights. They still believe it. Baby, I want to tell you something. My God Almighty, if he brought you and kept you then, and now you're trying to live a life for him, don't you think, won't he? Can I speak to somebody this month? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? We got to understand the intellect of man in our impossible state that we come to, we begin to have opinions about our situation. And opinions are, they could be seeds, they could be life, spiritual sucking moments, that it don't happen right away, but over time, it begin to, like a leech, it begin to suck the blood from you. After it don't release its venom, you don't even know it's there. Because you just say that was just an opinion. I ain't worrying about they just was venting. I ain't worrying about that. I ain't stunned that. Amen. But over time, the moment you begin to go through, don't you think it's ironic to where you shouted one season, but the next season, you looking, is God going to, I don't know. Here come doubt. Here come, you wondering, pondering. But you still the same Christian, the same child, the same son, that you was in last season. But this season, you look at it like, my, this just a different season. This just a different situation. This just, baby, ain't nothing different. Hardship is hardship. Amen. That stressful time is just stressful time. At the end of the day, my God Almighty, somebody's opinion don't really, even if it was yours, it done risen up in your life, and now you begin to question about the things that is happening around you, trying to find an answer, and the answer that we'll always use is opinion, maybe I did something wrong. Now we starting to have a little doubt, and we begin to double talk ourselves, other than letting the life that you live speak for itself. And before I go, I want to leave this questioning with you. My God Almighty, you used to be on the other side of the fence. Now you back on this side of the fence. God kept you over there. Can I talk to some brothers or some sisters that God done kept you from stray bullets? God done kept you for different things. God done kept you from death. God done kept you. He done protected you. You know you was out there careless. You was doing everything that you could do. Some of you say, I was the baddest joker out there. He still kept you. Don't you think he gonna keep you while you trying to walk up right before you, before him? I'm a man that I shall not lie, nor the son of man that I shall not repent. And my last question is anything too hard for God? Back to you, Evangelist.
My. Three words. My. Listen, I don't know if any of the words that came out of Apostle Temple's mouth be a way to Holy Spirit. If it did not touch you this morning, I'm going to ask you to go and do a reset. Touch the reset button. Because we all know that we all get into that place sometimes. But the thing is today, you've been told why you should not be into that place. And I decree and declare, along with, it's a declaration from myself that I stay in the path of the Lord and stop letting situations overchange me. And my prayer today, my declaration today is, Lord, change me so my circumstances can change, so I don't have to get and go back into the past and go back, but continue to move on knowing that I'm going to have circumstances. So I want to say, sit and say, what a rhema word. Today was a rhema word. That's why I sit and tell you, saints, you never know what God is feeding you. All you know is that he's on time. He's on time with him bringing the word forth. He's on time with making sure his people know what he is feeling and thinking at this time. And even though you have some trials, even though you have some situations, even though you have some flaws, that does not mean that God has turned his back on you. Is anything too impossible for God? I'm going to stay on the word that Apostle Temple just stated, and that's my question. And it's going to be my question forevermore now, because I know I've seen him be a healer. I've seen him be a miracle worker. I've seen it for myself, not what somebody else told me, but what I done been through myself. I should have been dead and gone long time ago, from my mess to my stress, from my being out in the streets to being onto a law enforcement job. I should have been taken out long time ago, but my father, he spared me, and I got every care in the world to make sure that he's proud about it. Thank you, Apostle Temple, for those words of wisdom. Yes, sir.
No, I was just saying amen. But I want to really I really want to let people know, you know, and this is the thing that I see in different places, different areas. To where, you know, God used me a lot to just shoot something to stand the people up and for they can stand up in their life. Understand this, saints of God. You may be going through something in your life, but you got to understand that when you wasn't fully saved or you wasn't saved at all, He still kept you. One thing about life, and this is something that people, you all have to understand, there's no such thing as going to be an easy. You're going to be problem-free. You're going to be issues-free. You're going to be circumstances-free. You're going to be free for everything. It's not in this life. Even the Bible tells us how times is going to continue to get hard. Time's going to continue to bring, it's going to be continuous, things going to continue to manifest on earth to where it's not going to get any better. As time continues to come to a near, it's just going to happen. But you have to understand and let the life that you live, this is why I walk bold. This is why I come bold before the throne room of grace. Because it's the life that I live, not the opinion. I don't allow my situations or things that around me, my God, to begin to tell me or give me an opinion about what's going on or what, why this is like this. No, no. It just is, you got to look at this. It's just another life circumstances that is happening. And at the end of the day, God didn't bring you this far to leave you. I want to challenge you all, please, please, because in this time, only thing that I know, and I can't speak for other people, and I'm not reflecting on them, that the only thing I know is a keeper, that you are walking sincere and sold out to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Some of you need to stop playing these games. Stop playing these games. Stop being all over the place. Stop playing these games. Because the moment you come out of wheel, just to have your venting session, just to let somebody know, that's the moment affliction can happen right then and there. And it's God's choice if he want to pull it from you or not. Doesn't matter how saved you are. One thing that God promised us, if we believe in him and we believe that he died on the cross, he promised us heaven is our home. That's our true home. He didn't promise us that here on earth, you're going to fulfill every days of your life. He never promised us that. He promised us time that man can live on the earth, but he never said that it was a guarantee or it's a promise that you're going to hit these areas. You're going to hit these numbers. Please, saints of God, walk faithfully. Walk truthfully. Walk with him. ADM, you are already sent a challenge out to you. Amen. We have to walk faithful with God if we're going to stand up and say we are living for him. Amen. Listen, tonight on our conference line, my daughter going to be on at 8 o'clock. She's going to be doing a teaching. Before then, I want to come on at 7:30. I want to reiterate some things to our members, ADM people. Do you all please join in? Please come on in, especially at 8 o'clock. I want you to come on and be a part. But tonight at 7:30, I want to go on and we want to keep going because I got to keep reiterating something. Amen. It's time for holiness. All this other stuff that we be doing, and we'll get up and say God is in control and whatever, and we don't live it. We don't live it. It's a problem with that. Amen? It's a problem with that. And it's time out for weak and all over saints trying to lead and teach and pour into people where we ain't keeping our end of the deal. Amen? You best believe this apostle right here. If I teach it, if I preach it, if I say it, you best to believe. If God ever pull a layer back of my life, you best believe this brother here is living it. Amen. So we have to understand that at the end of the day, we have to be strong soldiers, strong for the works and the salvation of the Lord. And don't allow your current situation to define you. Let the life that you live begin to speak for itself. I'm done, Evangelist.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We thank you again for partnering with us today. We will see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Those that would like to come on and be a part of the teaching tonight, we are on at 8 p.m. ABM, 7:30 p.m. sharp. You all have a blessed day and ask yourself.
Every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh.